We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
My friends, now there are certain fundamentals of the Christian faith, and there are certain ethics in the Bible that every Christian ought to understand. And these ethics are clear, definite, and when Creed of Bob Jones University was written, we set forth one of the important things, and it was to give emphasis to the ethics revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Now, ethics, that's a standard by which you do things, or the way you do things. A thing's unethical, it's not in line, see. A thing that's ethical is supposed to be in line. You talk about the ethics of the ministry, the ethics of the medical world, or Christian ethics, or business ethics, and all that. Certain established standards. All right, now, Bob Jones University was founded with the idea of giving emphasis to the ethics revealed in the Holy Scriptures and combating all atheistic, agnostic, pagan, so-called scientific adulteration of the gospel. Now, then, it was not only to do that, it was to unqualifiedly affirm and teach the inspiration of the Bible, both the Old and New Testaments, and so forth and so on. Now, it was to maintain the proper Bible ethics. That's one thing to do. Second, it was to go further than that. It was to combat all of these things that would adulterate the gospel or lower the standards. And then it was not only to combat, it was to affirm and teach certain definite fundamental things, such as inspiration of the Bible, virgin birth, incarnation, blood atonement, so forth and so on. Now, Bob Jones University has endeavored through the years to follow its ethics. When the second year we opened down in Florida years ago, we told everybody what we were going to do. People that gave us money are dead and gone. It helped us found this school. We are today just what we were when we started. We haven't changed an iota. We hope we are more efficient. But the same thing. When we started off this school, we told everybody what we were going to do. Well, the second year of school, we had a man there. He was a minister of the gospel. He came down the north. He was a very charming man. I think the most winsome man in many ways I've ever known in my life. And he just got the whole school in his hand. He had that marvelous charm, the most serpentine pull of any man I ever met in my life. I've said many a time, if he were alive and came to me today and started to talk to me, he'd charm me so much I'd almost feel like that maybe I was wrong about him. But I'm not wrong about him because I had the Bible to go by. Well, this man in his class talked about a man, a great Christian man, he said. Great Christian, kept repeating it. Now, this man denied the virgin birth of Christ, this great man he's talking about. This man called the doctrine of the virgin birth piffle. Well, I went to this fellow and told him, I said, I raised money to build this school, and we are not to give Christian recognition to some man who doesn't believe the virgin birth of Christ. We'll give him American recognition, we'll give him an educational recognition, but this is definitely a Christian school. And when you call that man a Christian, then you repudiate the doctrines of Bob Jones University. He might be the nicest man in school. He might be a wonderful fellow. He might be a scholar. But we've got to be consistent. He said, well, I see. Anyway, he had a little lady, did the same thing again. We fired him. Now, that's down there in Florida, a little right near Lynn Haven. Great many northern people had come down there to live, nice people, and he was a sweet, charming fellow. And you know, some people in that town wouldn't speak to me on the street until we fired that man, because we were following our convictions and following our promise and keeping our pledge that we made to people that gave us money. Now, I want to make some things clear to you. There's an ethics in the Bible, definitely standard. Now, I want to read you just two or three verses from the 16th chapter of Romans. Now, I want you to make a note of this. The 16th chapter of Romans, and I want you to read it clear through. Now, you read this chapter clear through. But I want to call your attention to just a few little verses I skip around. Now, notice, Paul now is winding up this wonderful book of Romans, the most profound in many ways of all the books in the Bible. He said, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is in prayer. He said, now, I commend to you our sister Phoebe. She's all right. She's one of us. She's true. She's Lord. Now, he goes on down here and tells about others, Greek Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. They're all right, he says. Nothing wrong with them. Now, he goes on a long list of names. Yeah, I won't read you, but you can read them now. Whether you can pronounce them or not, I want you to read this today, the 16th chapter of Romans. Don't forget it. Then he goes down on over here. Now, after he asks for all of these to be greeted, he winds up. Now, listen. He starts now. Now, I beseech you, brethren. Now, notice. He's already told about how men to greet, how men to receive. They were good Bible-believing Christians. They were all right. They were true. Now he said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye learned, and avoid them. Now that's what he said. He said, now mark these other folks. These men that are not true to the doctrines they've been told. The fundamental doctrines of the Christian faith now. You watch them. Don't give them Christian recognition. Don't call them to pray in a revival meeting. Don't wait till that sponsorship. It's all as clear as day. Don't give these men Christian recognition. Give it to this other crowd. This crowd of saints, this Bible-believing crowd. These folks who are sound in the faith. Give them the recognition. For they that are such, these fellows that go along, you know, he's talking about now, these brethren that have caused division and offenses or contrary to doctrine, said, now, for they are such that serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but that baser appetites, that baser nature. That's what they were serving. They talk mice and so on. Listen. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Now, did you get that? They make lovely speeches. Oh, they say, you know, I want to get folks saved. I want to do this and I want to do that. See? Now, he said, don't you give recognition to those fellows. They always talk like that. Don't pay any attention to them. Now, mark them, he said. For your obedience has come abroad and all. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and naive or simple concerning evil. Now, what did he say? He said, give recognition to the good, faithful people. These are people like our sister here, Phoebe, and others, Bible-believing, sound, Orthodox Christian. But this other crowd that caused division with their doctrines and all that sort of situation, and deceive people with fast speeches, he said, watch out for them. Watch out. Don't give them Christian recognition. Avoid them. Stay away from them. You might recognize them as citizens of your country. You render to Caesar the things of Caesar, to God the things of God. But don't give them Christian recognition. They don't belong to our crowd. That's what he says definitely, clearly, plainly. Now, if you don't like that, you might call up heaven and get Paul on the phone and talk to him about it. I don't know anything else to do but except to give the word of God to people. Now, that came out of the Associated Press News. A noted historian speaking in a certain school that was built with supposedly Christian money and one of the great denomination schools of this country. This came over the wire. I suppose it's been read here on the station, Associated Press report. And he went on to say that because Buddhism and Hinduism traditionally had displayed greater tolerance towards majorities and a spirit of live and let live not shown by Judaism and Christianity. In other words, he said it's preferable. That's nice, isn't it? That's a wonderful thing coming out of the school, isn't it? That's a marvelous speech McBake School is supposed to be supported by a denomination, you know, and trained preachers for a school. That's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, in the first place, that isn't so, because Buddhism and Hinduism traditionally display greater tolerance towards the minority, and a spirit of live and let live not shown by Judaism and Christianity. This historian also said in a speech at this university, this denominational school, that the Asiatic religions have not demonstrated towards other religions the pronounced exclusivity and fanaticism shown with Christianity and Judaism. In other words, they're a better religion. We ought to not send the missionaries over there. Let's go get some missionaries over there. Come over here, see? Listen, many women, you're in a mess in this country. You sometimes may think out here that we're a bunch of wild fanatics and all that, and somebody may have whispered around, maybe some preacher in the air, that we weren't loyal to the churches, and that we were out here just building independent things. Some of them even go as far as say we're fighting the churches, which is a lie and always has been a lie. But now what's happening? Now this man says here that this crowd of pagan religions are much better than probably get peace through them. You can't get through the other crowd, you know. Christianity and Judaism are very intolerant. The word of God, let me tell you something. Truth is intolerant when, in a sense, twice two is four. That's twice two is four. You can't change that. You can't say it isn't quite four. It's a little bit more than four. Truth's always more or less narrow, you know. Now, Jesus Christ either was born of a virgin or he wasn't. He was either God incarnate or he wasn't. He either died on the cross of vicarious substitutional death to save sinners or he didn't. He either rose from the dead bodily or did not rise from the dead. He either went bodily back to heaven or he didn't go bodily back to heaven. He either is up in heaven at the right hand of the Father or he is not up in heaven at the right hand of the Father. He is coming back again sometime or he's not coming back again sometime. See, you know, Christianity is factual in its statements and all that kind of thing. But this man says we are not tolerant enough. Christianity isn't tolerant enough. Judaism isn't tolerant enough. And you know something? Back there in the old days when they went out there under Paul's preaching and Paul's epistles to do the job, that shook the foundation of the Roman Empire and turned the current of history. That's when Christianity went to town. They killed an awful lot of them, you know, but you couldn't kill them as fast as God had saved them, so it went on. Now, we've come to bad days in this country. I remember some time ago, I was out in San Francisco, and now this isn't a personal attack on anybody. It's simply an illustration that we're trying to use to carry out what we're saying here that Paul said. I was out there in San Francisco, and I spoke in one of the churches in San Francisco for several days, and then I went over to Oakland and spoke several days. And somebody asked me if said they wanted to have a luncheon of good Orthodox preachers. And we had this, I remember, about 67 of them at that luncheon. Good men, some of them had good churches, faithful men, standing out there in that city, true to God. And one of them got up and said, "Now, brethren," he said, "I want to read you something out of the Bible. I think you read this very scripture," or some scripture along that. He said, "Now, what are we going to do? They're going to have a big evangelistic campaign in this city. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to listen to God, stand with the word of God, or what are we going to do? Now, you know so-and-so over here," they mentioned a certain woman. She's a woman brought all these religions together for a prayer. All of them prayed to their own gods, pagans, heathens, everybody else. Put Christianity on the same level, see. And so-and-so and so-and-so, you know what this school is over here. They mentioned a certain school, what they believe, what they teach. Right along with that, supposed to be a Trinitarian school, but right along with a Unitarian crowd. And they went on to discuss the whole thing over and over and over and over, see. All right? Now, this man said, "We are told to avoid these people, not to give them Christian recognition. And what are we going to do about it? Now, if we go into a campaign here, we're going to be violating the scripture. We can't violate God's word. It's clear. It's definite. We just can't violate it." So they passed a resolution. I had nothing to do with the resolution. I just as a guest and spoke. They passed a resolution requesting the evangelist who was coming to San Francisco not to come under the sponsorship. They said, "We cannot scripturally go along with these men. We have nothing against them. If they want to have revival, all right. If they want to put on a campaign of their own, all right. But we can't go along with them. We've got to stand by the truth. So if we want to ask you now, if you'll put this meeting off, we'll line up every Orthodox preacher and Orthodox church in this country to stand by you." What happened? The evangelist went right on to the meeting, out there on the sponsorship, and these men, over 60 of them, didn't go in. They're standing that day being misrepresented and persecuted and kicked around. Faithful servants of God. Two or three of those men I know personally are just as noble a Christian man as ever lived, but they couldn't honestly go in. Now, let me tell you something, man. When the hour struck in America, well, we're going to have to suffer outside the camp if needs be. We've got it to do. If we're going to be true, and you're going to have to quit sporting things that's wrong or violate the scripture. You've got to quit standing by a preacher that doesn't believe the fundamentals of the Christian faith. You're to mark men like that. The men that don't believe these things, you may like them, they may be relatives, but you're not even to give them Christian recognition if they're relatives. Now, the word's clear about it. You're to receive the saints, the folks that are born again, that believe the Bible, accept the doctrine, but these folks that have caused division because they taught doctrines contrary to what's in the Word of God. You're going to have to watch them. Now, we're facing. And he said avoid them. Doesn't mean you avoid them as an American. It doesn't mean you avoid them in business. But it means in a Christian sense, you say, "Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're a nice neighbor, and I like you, but according to the Bible, you're not a Christian, and I'm just sorry as I can be." Now, you can get back to the Word of God and do what the Lord told you to do. You can go on and do as you please. It's up to you. It's up to you if you prefer to listen to somebody instead of the Word of God. If I give you anything contrary to the Word of God, then don't pay any attention to what I've said to you. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful. We know we've given thy word. It's too clear for us to question. It's absolutely clear. There's nothing clearer in the Bible than this. So help these people that are listening in, who call themselves Christians, who claim to believe the Bible, help them to be true to God. Let it cost what it may. Help them not to give Christian recognition to those that do not stand for the doctrines, the fundamental doctrines, but help them to give Christian recognition to the humble saints that are true. Hear us and keep us and lead us and guide us for Jesus' sake.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.